Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to continue to make our way through Romans chapter 8, the readings the church has given us this week, making our way through St. Paul's letter to the Romans. Before I do, I just want to encourage you, remind you that you can have access to this program. Friends of mine have said, or people as I've traveled the country, said, you know, the program's on so early in the morning and sometimes people can get it, sometimes they can't. I just want to remind you, the simplest way to solve that challenge or problem is just get the Renewal Ministries app. You can get that at the App Store, download that, and you can listen to the programs anytime you'd like. You know, at your leisure, you can listen to them on your computer or put them on whatever device, your phone, you know, listen to them there. There's not only the radio shows, but there's the television programs, The Choices We Face and Crossing the Goal. There's lots of material on our website there that you can access as well. Monthly newsletters, products that we're selling, special articles that we've written to help really encourage and strengthen and give people perspective on the challenges that we're facing in the life of the church today. Then one of the things you could do, our September issue of the newsletter is one that you might want to get a hold of if you haven't seen it yet. You can go to the website. It's free. You can just download it. It's called our manifesto. And Ralph Martin put together the heart of it. We as a team just feel like the moment we're living in the church today and in the world is just epic in its spiritual battle and struggle. And we wanted to put down on paper what it is we're all about and what we're living for, what we're focused on, and how God is using us and how we're continuing to develop as a ministry. If you'd like to know more about it, just go to our website. The newsletter is right there. Well, here we are in Romans chapter 8. I'm going to pick up in verse 28 where we left off yesterday. Paul had just talked about how the Spirit of God that we're given searches the hearts of men and knows the mind of the Spirit. This is such an important principle. That's why Paul will say at another point, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Friends, you know, you're made, ultimately, your purpose in life is to become a saint. Everybody who's in heaven is a saint. We just know that for sure that there's certain people who are in heaven that the church calls saints. But everybody who's in heaven is a saint. They made it home. They're living with God. They are now united to God in glory forever. Now, people are able to become saints. They are enabled to become saints because of the presence and the work and the power of the Holy Spirit in their life. Because the Holy Spirit present in the human heart, Paul says the Spirit searches the hearts of men, so it examines us in the core of our being. What in me continues to resist God at the core of my being? The Holy Spirit shines light, you might say, into the dark parts of the human heart for the purpose not of condemning, but of leading us to repentance and deeper surrender to be yielded to the work of God that will allow us as we commit ourselves to cooperating with this work of God within us, sanctifying us, leading to bear more and more the image of Jesus, imitating his life. This is what the saints did. And they cooperated through habits like prayer and fasting and scripture reading, regular sacraments, you know, habits, spiritual habits and disciplines that cooperate with the Spirit's work, as Paul had said earlier, of subduing within us the drives, the sinful habits that are present in us, leading us to ever greater degrees of purification. And Paul's point is to say, this Spirit, the Spirit searches the core of all this. Nothing can escape the gaze of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said he knew the heart of man. And it's the Spirit of Jesus that knows the heart of man and knows my heart and your heart. And he helps us come into the mind of the Spirit. I mean, the mind of Christ. The Holy Spirit leads us to have a mind that is conformed to Christ. And we begin to see things the way God sees things. We begin to see value. We value things differently. We evaluate things differently. And we begin to pursue things that are true gold. So in this world, the temptation of the world is to try to make secondary and tertiary things be primary, to make them more than they are. Because we're looking for fulfillment, because we're limited and we're weak and sinful people, we can easily be seduced, our minds still darkened, to believe that things like money, power, honor, things we call idols, we're tempted to put those things in first place because we believe they will make us great or protected or secure or famous, whatever it is. And we're constantly trying to prove that we're somebody or something. I just read recently an excerpt from Eric Clapton, the rock guitarist's autobiography, so a book he wrote about his own journey. And he talked about how for decades of his life, he was completely dominated by drugs and alcohol and promiscuity and things like that. And at the end of this particular excerpt, he was talking about he was in alcohol treatment. He had been in alcohol treatment before and nothing ever worked. In this particular time, he said he was just in the same kind of automatic pilot, assuming he was just going to get through it and then kind of get back to life again. And he wasn't really dealing honestly with how sick he was. And he hadn't come to terms or hadn't gone deep enough or, had been sobered, as it were, by how out of control his life really is. He said, well, at this particular time, toward the end of his month of treatment, he realized, he was willing to be honest with himself, that he was living in terror. He was absolutely afraid of the life he had lived and how out of control he was and how absolutely powerless he was in the face of this chemical, right? These chemicals that he, became addicted to. And he said something happened at the end of it that changed his life toward the last week or so he was there. He said he was so aware that he was a slave and that he had no power over it, and it totally frightened him and he just didn't want it anymore. And he, the great Eric Clapton, could do nothing about it. That's how pathetic his situation was in his mind, right? He said, so what he did was, he said he felt like a weight and his legs began to buckle and he fell to his knees and he cried out to God. And he said he's been doing it every morning and every night since that time and living day by day in sobriety. He said up to that time, he was willing to live through, as destructive as his life was, and he knew he was a slave, even though he was living in denial, deep down he knew. He said, I just didn't want to bend my knee because of pride. He said, I'm a very proud man. Hey, welcome to the human race, Eric. That's the condition of the human heart. Some people have it worse than others. And in his case, and he said, the only way forward for him was humility, was reality. And reality, at the center of all reality, is God. And he was living a debauched life. He was fighting against God. He was all the stuff Paul's saying about slavery to the flesh and the fear of death and all the rest of it is exactly what he was experiencing. He became a slave, even though people worshiped him, so to speak, around the world. But it was through humility that he began to open his heart to God. And that's the way forward, to be able to begin to receive the life of God and to begin to get the grace to walk in him. So today's reading, God's love in Christ Jesus, is the heading in Romans chapter 8, verse 31. He says, what then shall we say to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, will he not also give us all things with him? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Is it Christ Jesus who died? Yes. Who is raised from the dead? Who is it at the right hand of God who indeed intercedes for us? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulations or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Paul is just rejoicing, articulating the reality of this great love that we cannot be separated from unless we make that separation happen. He doesn't condemn us. One of the things someone like Eric Clapton and all of us have to face, but in his particular case, because we're talking about him, he has to deal with shame and guilt and the fact that he's responsible for having made his life such a mess and had hurt so many people in so many ways and modeled so many things for so many people that were so profoundly unhealthy. The weight of that is one of the things people run from and hide from and just drink more, because I don't want to face the fact of what a mess I've made of my life and the people I've hurt. I don't want to face up to it. And humility opens us up to God's grace and mercy. And he gives us just a cry, forgive me, Lord. help me, Lord, I'm powerless. He's there right now. He'll come. He'll answer that cry. And he'll fill you with his love. If you open your heart to him, he'll fill you with his Holy Spirit. And nothing will be able to separate us. No more do we need to fear tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness, peril, the sword, whatever, death itself. Paul says, for your sake, we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. Paul's got that whole litany and list of persecutions that he underwent, stonings and beatings and whippings and shipwrecks and sleepless nights and rejections and people betraying him. All of it was in his life. He said, look, we're like sheep being led to the slaughter, just like our master, just like Jesus. But nothing, he goes on to say, no, in all things, we're more than conquerors through him who loved us. We conquer everything. This world is passing away. Those who are in Christ are not passing away. We're destined, headed for eternal life, to live with God forever in absolute freedom and glory and a love beyond all imagining. Paul says, for I'm sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. There's the culmination to this climactic chapter in Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 8. Friends, I would just exhort you and challenge you and invite you to read this chapter over and over and over again and beg the Holy Spirit to make this word a reality in your life, to allow you to see and to penetrate and understand what's being spoken about here and how it applies to your life. What is God saying to you through this? And what are you doing about it? It's so important to internalize this, friends. This is the freedom of the sons and daughters of God. This will radically, completely change your life. Father in heaven, I pray for each one of us and for every listener here today. We're destined, if not yet baptized, we are destined to become children of God in baptism. The Holy Spirit, brothers and sisters, leads us to repentance, to bowing our knee, to humbling ourselves and receiving our identity, our purpose, and our destiny from God. Your destiny, friend, is so great, it's literally beyond description. The King, Jesus, has come to give you a share in his victory over all that you fear, all that you're battling against, and to give you a share in his absolute freedom and glory as a son of God or as a daughter of God. Father in heaven, help us. Lord Jesus, pour out your Spirit upon us. Angels of heaven, aid us. Come to our aid. Saints of heaven, pray for us, that we might live in and be all that Christ desires us to be, and to live in that love from which nothing could ever separate us. Friends, God bless you. I hope you can tune in tomorrow. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's booklet, Why Be a Christian? Lots of people are asking that question today, and Ralph speaks candidly of how he found in Christianity the truth. I believe this booklet will strengthen and encourage you in your own faith. For your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.